Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Dolphins game yesterday. So it touched on a little of everything we've seen and suffered through this season, in my opinion. It had maddening decisions. It had unbelievable Devon Achane play. It had emotional ups and downs, exciting moments, head-scratching moments. It was, I'm telling you, the entire season rolled up into one game. And we're going to talk about it today. I want to get your take, Crowder, on a bunch of stuff that happened. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I know there are some people who are, you know, of the opinion, they're ruining their draft chances. They're winning games. No. Their draft choice is plummeting. I just want to read to you what Barry Jackson tweeted. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweeted this. I know some of you cannot and won't accept this, and that's fine, but I'll say it anyway. There is no evidence this franchise can overhaul everything and build a championship team. None. So why carry this delusion that if they lose enough games this year, they'll make all the right hires and signings and draft picks and become a powerhouse? So I encourage you to recalibrate your fandom. Be happy in little things like winning games and being in the hunt. The sooner you accept this reality, the less angst you will feel. And I'm with Barry Jackson. Now, you know I've always been... Unless Victor Wembanyama's coming out in the draft, unless there is a game changer coming out in the draft, I don't root for my team to lose games, and I celebrate when they win games. I remember a couple weeks ago, the Buffalo game, I started on Monday by saying, I didn't think the Dolphins could make me that happy on a Sunday, and they did. And yesterday morning, I mean, literally, the gamut of emotions, because there were... the maddening, head-scratching moments. There were the exciting moments, all courtesy of Devon Achane, in my opinion, who was just out of his mind good. But I was happy. I was happy they won. I'm happy they've put together a couple of games winning streak. And there is a legit shot that they're going to be in the hunt graphic in a few weeks, which is funny, but it's legitimate.
Stop looking in the neighbor's yard. That's what he's saying. Just appreciate your happiness. Appreciate your wins. Appreciate your yard. Don't think about Tony Sperano. Don't think about Wanstead. Don't say 25 years. That's going to upset you. You are anger-mongering. As a Dolphin fan, appreciate a win. It was a terrible win because that was a terrible team they beat, and it took overtime to do it. But appreciate that you had more points than the other team at the end of the game. That game was boring as hell and terrible. Two terrible teams playing football.
We're going to talk about it all day long. Clay Ferrero is going to join us to talk about it also. So let's do a quick look at the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
So the Dolphins win, and they are currently the 11th seed in the AFC. They're behind the Baltimore Ravens, who improved to 5-5. Their schedule is cake over the next couple weeks. The Dolphins get a bye. And then they're going to play, speaking of cake, couple teams that we're going to feel confident in them, just like we were going into yesterday's game, to go win.
I'm telling you, steel yourself for seeing the Dolphins logo in the hunt graphic.
Yeah.
Saints and Jets, by the way, are those two teams. So 4-0 in their last four. It seems likely. It seems probable at this point.
Hulk, you're doing what I see. You're looking into somebody. You're looking in the playoff yard. Stay in our yard. Just beat the Jets. Let's just have more points than the Jets. That would make you happy day to day.
I'm thrilled. I'm not doing that. What Barry Jackson was saying was, for those of you who are rooting for them to lose because you want them to get a higher draft pick, there's no proof that they're going to find success with a higher draft pick. So just enjoy the wins. That's what I do. I've been blamed myriad times by listeners and texters and tweeters. Oh, you sound like an idiot. You're celebrating a meaningless win. I like when they win. I don't like when they lose. And to Barry Jackson's point, if you think them losing out and getting, say, the third overall draft pick is a guarantee of them turning things around, Barry Jackson's saying, it's not. Look at their past history. There's no proof that they'd be able to turn it around. So enjoy a little victory when you get one.
He was also saying, yes. I read the entire column, there's no proof that the Dolphins are going to hire the right people
right.
at the end of the season anyways, because Stephen Ross literally has never hired the right people. So
that's what he's saying. Like, yeah. Hey, there's no proof that they know how to build from the bottom up. There's no proof they know how to build from the top down. So when you get a win, enjoy it. And if you can't enjoy a win, Barry said, recalibrate your fandom.
And there's no locks in the draft. Kyler Murray. Listen, we could go through quarterbacks all day that are just guys that are good players. Tua might fall in that category. Starting NFL quarterback. Don't see him as a Super Bowl champion. Let's just win week two. Like every coach says, be 1-0 that week.
Yep.
If you could fandom at 1-0 that week, that would make you a lot happier fan. Let's not think about OG catching a touchdown against the Jags in 99. That's a waste of energy.
But I do the only counterpoint to this to me is that you risk getting fooled by this roster again and this head coach, which I do think could end up happening here.
Sure.
Because I'm still in the camp. I'm rooting for them to win. I was happy they won yesterday. I celebrated the win because, to me, it has more to do with who you select rather than where you're selecting, unless there's, as Crowder mentioned, there's no Andrew Luck. Those aren't the guys that are coming out this year. So I'm fine with the Dolphins winning games here. But if it means they're in the hunt at the end of the season and that entices Stephen Ross to consider keeping McDaniel, Tua, and maybe Chan Kelly and just status quo again next season, that does scare me a little bit.
Well, but what Barry Jackson's point is that if he cleans house, there's no proof through history that he's going to bring the right people in. So
correct.
What's the difference? Just enjoy a win when correct. It comes and be miserable during losses.
But, Hawk, but to be honest, Barry, I'm going to call you out too. If nothing changes, it's a guaranteed status quo.
I believe.
So you might make the wrong decision. You might make the wrong decision, but if it stays the same, you're sitting where you're at.
I believe, having watched them the entirety of this season and seen numerous opportunities where it would have been incredibly justified for Stephen Ross to fire Mike McDaniel, and he did not take those opportunities. And I don't think it's money with Stephen Ross. I don't think he says to himself, oh, I gave him a contract extension. I don't want to eat that money. I don't think that there's enough money in the world that would stop Stephen Ross from trying to field what he believes is a winning team. I believe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mike McDaniel's going to be the head coach next season. The way that this season is going, I think Mike McDaniel's going to be the head coach next season. I think Champ Kelly is probably going to be the general manager next season. I think Tua is going to be the quarterback. I think Jalen Waddle is going to be wide receiver one. I think Devon Achan is going to be your offense. And I think slight changes will be made.
So you're expecting status quo?
The reason is I think they're going to string together enough wins here at the end of the season to get fooled. By the way, don't yell at me. I'm not telling you I would make that decision. Okay? I'm telling you what I think is going to end up happening. I think Stephen Ross, again, he has had so many justifiable opportunities this season to get rid of Mike McDaniel, and he has resisted it every time. Why has he resisted it? He likes him.
He likes him.
He trusts him. And so I believe if they rattle off enough positive-looking, I shouldn't even say positive-looking, because I don't think yesterday was that positive-looking, but if they just rattle off enough dubs by the end of the season that it wasn't a cataclysmically embarrassing season, which it was at the beginning, then Stephen Ross can say, you know what? This group of guys never lost faith in the coach who I have faith in, which proves to me that I'm on the right track with this guy, and I'm willing to wait it out. Again, there's a lot that can happen. How many games have we played? What are they?
Yeah.
3-8 4-7.
All right, so there's 6 games left. They could theoretically end 10-7. They could theoretically end. No.
They could end 10-7, yeah. But they're gonna win 8 straight to end the season.
I'm just saying, theoretically, high end, they could end 10-7.
Yes.
And then there's no question he's coming back.
Well, then they're a playoff,
they
right?
Went,
correct.
If they go 10-7 and make the playoffs, yes, he might be coach of the year.
But they theoretically could end, what, 8-9? Is that enough to save his job after starting the way they started? I think it might be. And again, it's not the decision that I would make. I'm talking, what does Stephen Ross need to see?
You need to see them whoop bad teams and beat good teams, because that's what you have to do to be a good team. If they beat the Jets and the Saints, I don't give a damn what the score is. That doesn't save his job. You're beating teams that the Jets
Again, are you speaking for yourself? Are you speaking for yourself or are you speaking as Stephen Ross?
I'm speaking as Stephen Ross. If anybody knows football around him, say, Steve, don't look at Jets and Saints wins as big wins, because they're not. And this Commanders win was not a big win, even though we traveled overseas and made all the hoopla about it. That was a terrible team beating a terrible team. 16-13 in overtime against the Commanders with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. They put Josh Johnson in. Josh Johnson's 116 years old.
All right, wrap up the headlines, because I don't have enough time with Clay. But I want you to understand, I'm thinking from Stephen Ross's perspective.
Yes.
In other words, you've seen so many opportunities this season where it would have been, I mean, so easy to fire Mike McDaniel. They looked unprepared. They looked like they didn't belong on an NFL field. He could have fired him then. He has chosen not to every single time.
How about a soft rebuild? Because Tua can't go anywhere. Tua's earned $55 million next year. If they cut him, it's $99 million against the cap. They can't get rid of Tua. I've gathered that from a number of people. You keep Tua around one more year, therefore you keep McDaniel around, and you try to rebuild around them knowing that you're getting rid of their ass, because I don't think Tua McDaniel is going to go to the playoffs. If they do, they're not going to win the game. A soft rebuild.
I do find this interesting. Somebody puts on the chat on YouTube, beat New England and Tampa Bay. Those are your litmus test for his job. We're moving the goalposts because it was Buffalo for a while, and they played Buffalo really tough, and then they beat Buffalo. But now that's no longer the litmus test. Now you've got to beat New England and Tampa. You guys are moving the goalposts. I'm just telling you.
I would want to say look at the next six games. And it can't be the Jets. No, it can't be the Jets Saints wins, Hawk. It got to be a. I don't think they have a chance in hell to beat the Patriots, but that's just me.
We didn't think they had a chance in hell to beat Buffalo, and they did.
No, I'm with you. But if they do, it has to be an impressive run of games, not the damn Saints and New Orleans. American Heritage probably can beat the damn Jets.
Well, I'm sticking with my point since the beginning here. To me, it was a combination of Greer, McDaniel, Tua. I want a major overhaul of this entire organization. I do.
Everybody does.
And unless this
everybody
team,
does.
And unless this team finishes the season going 10-7, gets into the playoffs and wins a playoff game, then I am sticking to my guns.
I'm telling you, I believe everyone is in agreement, me included. Yeah. But I don't think Stephen Ross is in agreement.
I'm
that's
with you.
All I'm saying.
I'm
yeah.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.